C. Situation. Two students are talking to their professor about writing a research paper.
Please have a seat. What seems to be the problem?
Well, it's about the research paper you assigned to us last week.
Oh, I see. How are you doing on it?
Well, I'm afraid I don't have any experience writing research papers. I don't know where to start.
I'm having a similar problem. It's not clear to me what I should write about.
A lot of first-year students have difficulty with their first assignment.
I'm glad to hear we're not the only ones.
First, do the assigned reading and take notes on what you think is important.
Actually, I've already done most of the reading.
I have a lot of notes, but I'm not sure what to do with them.
That's a good start. Next, try to make an outline of your research paper. Pick out the three most important points.
I think I can do that.
I'm not sure what the important points should be. Will we be marked down for picking the wrong ones?
No, of course not. As long as you can make a good argument supporting them, it doesn't matter what points you choose.
Okay, so I should write about what I feel is most important?
Yes, exactly. Then just write down your opinions concerning those three points.
But what if I can't think of anything to write about?
Just write whatever you think of. Then when you're finished, go back and rewrite it.
Okay, I'll give it a try. But I still don't have very much confidence at all.
I'll look over my notes again. I think I can use them to put something together.
Why don't you show me your work next week, and I'll give you some more advice based on that.
Questions. Number 32. What do the students say about their progress on the research paper? Number 33. What are the students relieved to hear? Number 34. What does the professor offer to do for the students?